Stephen Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
We're broadcasting live from the Snake River Stampede. The crowd is percolating in for the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, we wish you were out here at the Idaho Center. I'd buy you some pancakes at the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes ground for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that. We do believe that the President is not enforcing the law.
Fighting for you.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
The next World Cup will be in Russia in 2018.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller here with you. It is the Snake River Stampede Week, and you know what that means. We are live at the Buckaroo Breakfast, benefiting the area 4-H clubs. We'd love to see you this morning. Joining us now, Dave Petso, Petso Financial, the Petso Center, Petso International, Petso Man of the World. Dave Petso, good morning at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I love being introduced by you. I just feel better about myself all the time.
Well, That's what it's all about. You know, on Saturday, we were discussing a couple issues, and for once, the markets weren't going up. What happened last week, and what do you expect this week?
Yeah, well, the easy answer is I expect the opposite this week, because last week was basically, I think, a resting week. The market just rested. We have been going up, and not by any big leaps and bounds, just like a steady, nice, easy rise. But you still have to have these little sideways movements. But then you throw on top of that, you throw a little Portuguese scare. And I called it this morning on Channel 7, I called it the Europe Worries Part 4. So for the fourth year in a row, amazingly, we are going to be freaked out about the same thing, which is European banks. But this time I just think people will go, seriously, we've done this before, nothing happened. We did it again, nothing happened. And I just think it has diminishing worries, like everything else, has diminishing return every time we bring the same one up. So a Portuguese bank hit us last week with the worries about them defaulting, and everybody decided that was a good reason to sell, and it probably was. We needed to pause and rest, and so off all the markets fell by about 1% worldwide on that particular little piece of news. And don't ask me the name of the bank, because I have no idea. I've never heard of it before. Nobody had heard of it before. It's just a little Portuguese bank.
Dave Petso with us, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, from the Buckaroo Breakfast. How tied in are the banks today as opposed to 5 years ago?
How tied into each other?
Government? How interconnected are they?
Worldwide. They still are to a degree, but not anywhere near where we were. Kevin, that's a great question, because that really is the reason that we had such a big problem when Lehman Brothers went down. Why can't we deal with the fact that an investment bank went under? And that's because of the interconnectivity between all of the banks. And that is much less than it used to be. The leverage is far, far lower than it has ever been, really, I'm sure, in my career. And when we go further, I'm sure we'll get back into something. Every time banks, Wall Street particularly, figures out a way to be really stupid, because there's a whole bunch of money to be made doing something silly, that they're sure they figured out some way around to keep the risk mitigated. But it fails, and it will, but I don't think it'll be the same reason in the future, and that was over-leverage, overly connected, and everybody was sure there was never going to be a problem again. They all had it nailed down.
Dave Petso with us, host of Money Matters, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, from the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, one year we've got to get you out here with me to hang out.
It would be awesome, Kevin, yes. And I like pancakes, so, and you know, this would be perfect. It would be a perfect combo.
I know, pancakes and dollars.
That's right. Two of my favorite things.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about the future of the dollar. We talked about this on Saturday. You have covered this extensively. And many folks, we can't emphasize it enough, what an advantage our country has, that the dollar is the worldwide currency. And there's been attempts by the euro, there's been attempts by others to replace the dollar. What do you make of the new attempts, whether it's the Russian, the Chinese, or some other type of currency to replace the dollar?
If you were any country in the world, you wish you had the world currency, world reserve currency, because it gives you an awful lot of wiggle room the way the United States has. So they all wish they had, but nobody else is saying, yeah, you guys go ahead and grab it now. It's the safest, it's the most secure, and as bad as we have it, it still is the world currency, and it still is the most secure by far. And this, I think, is what people miss on this. Is there a movement to have some kind of global currency for trade, at least, to have a blended basket of currencies for some reason or another? Of course there is, and there has been for years. But it's not something that's going to be adopted overnight. It's not something that anybody believes a yuan is a better answer, or certainly a Russian ruble is great, because we all trust Vladimir Putin. He'll be great. It'll be awesome, really, just to have a dictator run the world currency. It'll be perfect. So it is a circumstance where over the years we're seeing that diminish. I'm sure we will continue to see it diminish as the only currency trade. And at this, but at this point in time, there is no other choice. It will continue to reign supreme. And for those that are calling for the end of it, well, you're right. If you live long enough, I think that somewhere in the next 100 years, we'll figure out some other currency for trade. But at the same time, there's nothing out there on the horizon. There's nothing to believe that we won't continue for the foreseeable future as the world currency.
What would be the impact if we had a trade war with China?
Well, you know, this has been around for a long time. I really do remember the talk of the trade wars,
right,
even when we were kids, right, Kevin?
Yep.
I mean, it's been
yep.
talked about for a long time. Trade is something that most people don't get. Free trade is the thing that has brought the most wealth to every nation that has done it. And you can go back 200 years when unilaterally the British were trading freely with other countries who would say, oh, no, you don't bring this in, don't bring out tariffs on this, tariffs on that, wouldn't let others do it. And we all know how dominant globally they were. And you look at the United States, by trading freely, we put our businesses under a very difficult competitive environment. And what do? They rise to the occasion and create the best in the world. And they do it industry after industry after industry. What we don't do well is make really easy to make stuff that's simple to make, that maybe is toxic on top of that. And so we offshore crappy jobs. And so basically the free trade has been a real engine. So I agree with the worry. As far as a trade war, everybody's aware that that's a devastating blow to every country. But I think the biggest loser in this is going to have to be China, because they just cannot survive. They don't have a big enough economy internally to have a war with their biggest customer.
All right, Dave Petz, so we're going to put you to the test.
Erning,
you know, I'm always braver when people are on the phone.
If
you've ever noticed that, yes. So earnings reports are coming out soon, correct?
Yes, they are right now, yes.
All right. Well, we have this from USA Today, and this is from Zach the Computer, and he's got five S&P 500 stocks will have the biggest upside surprises during the second quarter. Allegheny Tech, Southwest Air, Console Energy, Cabot Oil and Gas, Intuitive Surgical. The lowest there having a return of, or the earnings, 7.9%. Any thoughts on Zach the Computer predicting earnings reports?
Okay, Zach will be wrong just like... dart throwing monkeys are wrong, just like analysts on Wall Street are wrong, because predicting the future is a rather uncertain game. So Zach may hit one or two. He may have a lucky quarter and hit three of the five, but it will not be consistent. And the reason for that is that you can look at companies that are having a great quarter, and for the most part, everybody knows who those are, right? It's like when Micron came through with phenomenal earnings this past go-around, they were way better than expected, way better than expected. And the stock did take a bump, but it wasn't up, you know, 20%. And the reason is because the companies, you know, are always communicating with analysts, and we do know what is going on within them and whether they're having a good quarter or not. But then when you get down to the reporting period and you actually get those numbers out, then you can also have companies that are taking additional charges, whether they, you know, they're not necessarily manipulating earnings, but they're taking additional charges that they think they should, or they're booking additional gains that they think they should. And there's a little bit of leeway within accounting. So you're going to change those numbers a little bit every quarter. And if they have a particularly good quarter, let's face it, some of them like to sandbag it. They want to keep back a couple of orders, a couple of bucks for the next quarter so they can deliver consistent growth. And so not everything necessarily gets reported exactly as people expect.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Do we suffer from overhypeness? We have overhypeness in the politics, the news, the sports. What about the financial world when we watch the Fox, the CNBC, and others?
Well, it would probably be something, you know, along the lines of, oh, my gosh, can you believe Janet Yellen? She came in wearing this dress. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what this shows. Is she going to raise rates? I don't know. And I can imagine some talk show before, like sports talk. But it is nutty, Kevin. It's gone crazy to think how bizarre it is to report news redundantly all over and over and over and over and over that it is in the financial markets and that people actually pay attention. I think it leads us further from the truth. I think it's the great problem that people have in managing their money is being overly informed. They don't know what to do with all this massive data flow. They really don't know what to do with it. They don't know what it means. And it is causing people to feel like they should be trading or, you know, buying, selling. They should be following something that they can't really follow. And also, in many cases, it leads people to be searching in the wrong places. We should be buying gold because somebody told me that the world was ending, that the currency was going to collapse, that the dollar was done. Whatever it is, that it makes it easy to manipulate people into a fear-type product. All of these things serve to, I think, make it very, very difficult for people to trade. And you're right. We do overhype, and we overhype this idea that somehow the great corporations of the world change massively day to day with some kind of news flow. It's insane, really.
Dave Petzo here with us. Well, how do you combat that when someone will say, oh, well, I saw Jim Cramer, not just saying Jim Cramer. I mean, he's sure a famous guy. But when people say, oh, I saw Jim Cramer said, buy this.
Well, you say, great, what have you done any analysis, and do you think he did? And when do you think we should sell it? Next time you happen to be, if you happen to be watching, if he happens to get a phone call about that company, I don't think that's a way to manage your money. It's not a long-term perspective at all, and all it really is confirmation bias. What people, you know, I want to buy thus and such. So, you know, so you'll see this oftentimes at conferences. So we advisors fall prey to this just as well.
Hold on for a minute, Dave Petzo. Hold on. Let me grab a mic here. And we got the governor here. And I know the governor always likes to talk to Dave Petzo. And I'm going to try and, governor, keep talking here. We're going to.
All righty.
There we go.
Hey, Dave, this is Butch. What's the buy of the week?
There we go. We got the governor and Dave Petzo. We've got the First Lady with us as well here at 580 KIDO.
Awesome. Well, that's very nice. You've got a whole, you've got the all-star cast out there then.
That we do.
That's great.
Two Hotters and a Miller as the First Lady. Said, Governor, what do you want to say to Dave Petzo?
I already asked him. I said, Dave, what's the hottest buy of the day?
Well,
on the market.
I've got no choice, but I have to pick the local, right? I mean, if we're gonna do exactly what I say, you don't ever do, which is just pick some hot thing and run it. But I've got to pick Micron. It's on a tear, and it's no reason to think they're not going to continue to do well. They've got the wind at their backs. That's got to be the best company locally.
Well, it's been a very comfortable, dramatic rise from where it was to 30. Last time I looked at it, was 32.60.
Yeah, we're up in the mid-30s now. A little better than when it was at $2, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the First Lady's pretty happy because she held on to her stock.
Yeah, well.
Nice.
And the governor did not.
Well,
the governor took the loss.
It's the only time I've had a win.
Yeah. we need to get you in here. Maybe we'll, if you're available to hire, we'll see if you can come work for us.
Yeah, blind pig and acorn.
Well, yeah, now tell him about the rest
exactly.
of the stocks. Yeah.
Hey, portfolio.
Dave, I don't know if you watch the commodities.
Oh, my gosh. You're hanging with me and you're going to talk about the commodities with Petso?
Yeah.
All right.
But have you watched these cattle?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, isn't that good news and bad news though, Butch? I mean, you know that market better than I do. Prices are good when you go an auction, but then you can't get them to the feeders can't afford it, and then eventually they've got to come back down. You lose back what you gained.
Well, what they'll do is they'll go to a toll system where feedlot will take your cattle, but you're going to pay on a daily gain. Because the cheapest, I remember when I was feeding a lot of cattle, the best we could cheapen a carcass is 12 cents. And I don't know where there was some lights, there was some four weights sold in Twin Falls or Jerome around that area last weekend.
I know, Governor, this is tune out factor.
I just want to say $3.94.
Amazing. Now, let me ask you both.
Yeah.
What it means to both of you to be here for the Buckaroo Breakfast. Are you riding? What's going on here this week?
We are going to be in the Grand Entry. We've got a special on Saturday night. I don't know if they've announced it yet, so I'm not going to announce it.
Oh, come on. Give us the scoop.
No. You ask them. Anyway, we will be here. And, of course, the Snake River Stampede is the family's rodeo.
Right.
You know, you look up in those stands, you go to any other sports event, not all of them, but most sports events you go to, you look up in the stands, Kevin, and you'll see the husband and the wife, you'll see the brothers, you'll see the sisters. This way you see the whole family.
Right.
When I do the Grand Entry Loop, and as I ride around, all the kids got their own cowboy hats and boots and flags and everything. Isn't that
pretty
the
good.
Way it is, honey?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a family event. It's a... ties the whole Magic or Treasure Valley together and, supporting the Buckaroo Breakfast. And we've got Miss Rodeo Idaho. The competition's going on for Miss Rodeo Idaho, so there's the pageant going on for that. And our Miss Rodeo Idaho this year, Hallie Stutzman's getting ready to go to November to Miss Rodeo America at the NFR. And so we're getting ready to crown a new queen here Wednesday night, which we'll present the saddle and the buckle to. So that's pretty exciting stuff for one special Idaho girl, and so we're looking forward to being part of that, which we are every year. But that's always a fun thing for me, having come from kind of that background. But so it's we're out and about and around during the Snake River Stampede. You usually see two otters running around quite a bit.
Well, I know that, and sometimes you all perform, so it's you feel any buckle under the pressure to perform, because I know you're the header, right?
I don't. We're not roping at this one. We
okay,
may rope in Caldwell,
asking.
But
just asking.
I
heal. Well, I can head or heal.
Right.
Because I can only head. So.
Ah.
I'm learning.
Anything else you folks would like to talk about as far as, you know, just the greatness of the Snake River Stampede?
Hey, come out for the Snake River Stampede. It's going to be a great week. Come out every night, because every night's a different show.
I tell you, and we've got the best of the best. This is a PRCA rodeo, so we've got some of the top cowboys. I haven't seen the day sheets yet, but, I mean, it's nothing to see Trevor Brazil and some of the top riders out there roping and giving them. I mean, it really is. You are seeing about the same quality of show on a nightly basis that you would see at the NFR in Vegas.
I don't know if the jefe is going to be here, Luke Branquino.
I thought you were talking about Dave Petso.
This is a bulldogger. This is a steer wrestler. And he's like eight-time been to the national finals. But his dad, we had a little gathering out at the ranch here last week.
Yes.
And his dad, John, came up for it. And he thought Luke was going to be here, but he said Luke's got the points. He's going to be at the national finals. So, folks, if you're not going to get to the national finals, here's a chance to get a preview of what's going to go on at the national finals, because, as Lori said, this is the best of the best.
More coming up here at 580 KIDO. If you can ask you guys to stand by for 2 seconds, we'll take a couple pictures, and then we're going to go back to Dave Petso. Let's get you to traffic with Dave Burnett.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we're back with Dave Pezzo. Gee, Dave, I didn't know. We were going to go into the cattle stuff with the governor.
Yeah, well, actually, that's the great thing about the business I'm in. I've worked with some very successful cattle feeders, and it's one of the things that, and then you go over and you work with doctors, and so you understand what they're going through. So many different business people, it just astounds me how some of the things that people have to face and what we consider or look in to be day-to-day lives, and watching them go through the ups and downs, and you learn a lot about a lot of different industries. I've had a fascinating life thus far, Kevin, and I cannot really say anything but how blessed I am to be able to get to know so many different people that are in different industries. It's just a really fun part of what I do.
Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. What should we look out for this week?
Earnings are coming through. Again, the market, it looks like we're going to open up today. It's opening right now, and it's opening higher with good earnings numbers. We've got more mergers going on. Kevin, everybody within business, this is the thing that investors miss so badly, and that is just watch what big business is doing. Big business is buying other business. They're using their cash for mergers, for acquisitions. And again, we have another Merger Monday happening here with several different merger deals that occurred over the weekend being announced this morning. Earnings are good, and everybody's sitting around wringing their hands that the market's too high. Well, if it's too high, it must just be full of dope-smoking CEOs that are just too stupid to really know what's going on in the world, that it's all going to end soon, and they really shouldn't be going out there and tying up with other companies and figuring out how to grow their businesses so successfully, because that's what's happening, and that's the fact of what's been going on in this market for a couple of years. But another big day, I would look for these mergers to help stimulate another good week in the market as we look past the little Portuguese hiccup.
Dave Pezzo, we appreciate it at 580 KIDO. Sorry about the distraction there.
No, that was great. Hey, anytime you get to talk to the governor, he's just a heck of a guy, fun guy. And, I was telling somebody the other day, it was just one of those things that certainly speaks to my heart. This is a smart man, a good businessman, and that's who we need more of running this country. We need less bureaucrats, and forgive me, but what is it, about 80% of Congress is attorneys. So we need some business people out there to help get our country back on track, and I think we've got one right here in Idaho.
Dave Pezzo, we'll see you Saturday.
We will talk to you soon, Kevin. Thank you, and have fun out at the Buckaroo breakfast.
All right, Dave Pezzo with us. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Idaho's first radio station.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion. Germany beating Argentina 1-0.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
All through my wild days.
Lionel Messi and Argentina had their chances, but in the end, could not win the cup in their arch rival Brazil's backyard.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never.
I'm with you as Larry Gebert continues to talk to me here at the Buckaroo Breakfast. I know you've got to be back on in 2 minutes, but you can give us 60 seconds of good content. I mean, Larry Gebert, people, first of all, we need some good content because depending on me just ain't cutting it. So if we could.
You likely wouldn't have you likely would not have gotten your rewards if you had bad content, would you? I have to give you credit. I haven't had a chance to talk to Kevin, tell him how fabulous and wonderful and everything he is. And so, yeah. Well, there are those who hate you, though, too. I mean, I understand that. I mean, but that's all part of your job. I mean, in your business, love and hate are really synonymous.
That they are. A great friend, Larry Gebert, with us here at 580 KIDO. I know you only have a minute. What does this mean to you to be here?
To be here? I have been doing this actually since before I worked at Channel 7. I have been in the Valley here since 1983, and I've been coming to the Buckaroo Breakfast every year.
Wow.
I used to come out and be part of the volunteers who would just be volunteers out there, like cooking on the line, making sausage or eggs. When they used to not do it, they're much more efficient about the sausage now. We used to take the raw products, and we would like roll them on the grill and kind of, you know, you start them at the bottom and you roll them to the top. When by the time they got to the top, they were done. You took them off. It's like an assembly line process. But yeah, I've cooked all different aspects of this breakfast way back when it was in Lakeview Park, and it goes back even longer than that, because of course the rodeo is going to be 100 years old tomorrow.
See, this is great content here.
It's all good stuff.
Larry Gebert talking sausages.
Although 100 years ago they used to call it the Nampa Buck Off. It was part of the Harvest Festival. It was actually held in September, not at this time of the year, but as they added more events, they turned it into a rodeo and then decided to make it into a summertime event. About 1938, they called it the Snake River Stampede, and it became an official PRCA rodeo, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association rodeo.
I'd love to talk to you more, but you probably have to go, don't you? You got
well, we just went into a commercial break that I just heard start, and that means 2 minutes from now I got to be back on TV.
You have your IFB while you have your headphones
on. Yeah, wait, now you have to explain what IFB means.
So you're monitoring.
You just said something to the audience they don't know. What is IFB?
You're monitoring Channel 7.
Do you even know? It's called an interruptible fullback. That's where the producer can interrupt what I'm listening to, like what's on the air, and the fullback would be the producer speaking to me.
Right. So we'll wait till the fullback saying, "Larry, get over there."
Soon, they will say, "1 minute, where are you?" You know, that type of thing. And so there's usually some. Our producer happens to be a female, so there'd be a female voice screaming in my ear.
Right, triple digits today.
Yeah, 102, 104 yesterday. So a cool down. Tomorrow 97. Hey, get this, by Saturday 91.
That's the best ever.
There you go.
Well, Larry, let's continue. I'm going to keep going until you have to go, if that works for you here at 580
yeah.
KIDO.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, see, you're clever. You get that one in pretty fast. You know, that 580 KIDO is pretty good.
I know. You know, my parents who come here every year for their vacation still talk about meeting you last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually a highlight for them.
It was.
You might consider getting your parents out more often, just in case, so they can have a few more highlights.
I tell them about that all the time, yes. I do. Any favorite event that you have here?
This is one of them. You know, there have been different ones over time, of course, that have kind of gone away. I used to love the countryman's dinner that they would have, the big chicken dinner that they would have down at Lakeview Park. You know, there's the Caldwell Night Rodeo that's also a big favorite, the fair, some of the events. But I think probably now my favorite event would be the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Larry, thank you very much.
Actually, the producer stepped away. The director just said 30 seconds, so got to go.
We'll watch you. Thank you, Larry.
Bye.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Our great friend Larry Gebert from Channel 7. Check him out in less than 30 seconds here, here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller, I mean, how do you top Larry Gebert? Well, if you get a chance to take a look at the K Milley Facebook, you'll see me with the Rodeo Queens as well. So we're looking forward to, and we're doing a caption contest. So those of you that love the social media, and much to the chagrin of Mrs. Miller, you will definitely get a chance to check that out. That will be good on the Kevin Miller Facebook. Let's get to some news of the day, though. And thankfully, this is not happening in Idaho. And if it should happen, we'll be fired up and ready to go. But this immigration story, and by the way, did you catch Eric Holder over the weekend saying, yeah, we are enforcing our borders, ha, 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 ha.
Thousands of border children now in detention centers could be released to friends and family members in the U.S., and that has some state governors concerned. Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry told Fox News Sunday it's sending the wrong message.
And the message is, hey, come on up here. Everything is great. They're taking care of us. And that needs to stop.
Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell met with dozens of governors Sunday at the National Governors Association in Nashville, where some expressed concern over costs to their states, including for public education. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
That's a great point by Rachel Sutherland, and we talked about this on the award-winning Saturday program with Tea Party Bob and Patriot Ray and Daryl and Sheila and everyone else, and Tea Party Bob had a different view, where he said that we should treat the children and then send them home. And you look at the churches, there are a lot of churches, most notably the Catholic Church, that are jumping on this as well to take care of these folks. And look, I'd like to take care of you. I'd like you to take care of me. I'd like everybody to take care of us. But there comes a cost, doesn't there? Isn't there a cost? To O in Eagle, O in Eagle at 580 KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I thought I would share with you my World Cup soccer limerick this morning, if you're up for it.
You know, I it would be a pleasure almost as much as if we had you out here with all the Cowboys, because, you know, when I think of a Cowboy, I think of O from Eagle.
Hey, I'm a wannabe Cowboy. I'd be happy to come out some morning. If it's nice and cool, I'll come out.
Well, it's not bad right now. Let's hear what you have.
All right, here we go. World Cup soccer. You did boring. Hours of sweat, not much scoring. Sorry I'm not a fan, but I'm not a hater. I'll hide my snoring 4 years later.
Oh, from Eagle, Kevin Miller today, Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. That was a good one. We love it when O comes in and entertains us. You see, not only were we giving you the information, but we have the entertainment from O from Eagle. We only hope that when he makes it to the big time, and look, we're not saying that this program is not the big time, but when he's on the Kimmel, when he's on with Fish-Faced Fallon and Jon Stewart and others, that he remembers our little show here in Idaho. 7:48, coming up, much more on this immigration issue, but do you believe that we should be paying for the medical cares and needs of these folks coming here? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:52, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. So we've got a lot of governors that are upset. Here's the governor of Nebraska wondering what the heck's going on.
We want to know the names of those individuals, who their sponsor is. Is their sponsor legal? What communities did you send them to? Why are they conducting a secret operation, essentially, transporting them all over the country, and now we learn to Nebraska, and the federal government won't tell us what's going on?
Nobody told the folks in Nebraska, hey, guess who's coming to dinner?
A couple days ago, Senator Johans found out that 200 illegal individuals had been sent to our state. No one has been notified us of that.
There we have it. We go to Tom Munns at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Buckaroo.
Where are you?
I'm just driving on the. I'm traveling on the interstate on the way to the gym.
All right.
Anyway. I had a comment on the immigration thing, but first I had another comment. You mentioned something about you wanted to hear our, do we actually support it? Like, we're a democracy. I want to know when the governors are going to be able to stand up with enough fortitude. They're forcing the states to be able to do what the states were supposed to do in the first place. You know? And are we...
No, I'm with you.
We had a good senator in our own state, Jim Rice, that was talking about the fact that it's time for the states to start acting like states. We don't need to tolerate stuff being shoved down our throat by the federal government. The governors need to stand up, and if they need to stand together to be able to do it, that's great. But we don't have to deal with this. It violates the United States Code. The immigration code, it violates the Constitution. What more grounds do they need to stand on? Unless, if they do not stand in support of this, in support of fighting this, they actually support allowing immigration here. If we do not hear from governors and their opposition to this, telling the federal government to go pound sand, then they are in support of this and are acting like they're not. I want to start seeing some action.
And all right, great point, Tom Munns. Thank you for the call at 580-KIDO. We're joined by the senior Mrs. Miller, Pat Miller here, who at one time was a big star on this program, now kind of gone by the wayside.
I got the boot.
You got the boot.
I did. The boys took over.
You got the boot from the All-Star panel.
I did. I just went away.
So the first thing you say to me is, hey, I'm going to this breakfast, but I want to make sure I get some time. What kind of relationship do we have that you're sitting here demanding time on this hopefully award-winning program?
It is award-winning. That's why I want to be on it.
I see.
I want to say hello to all the folks I haven't said hello to in a long time.
Right. You're here, and, you know, Larry Gebert, they were talking about you two. They said, you know, your parents need to get out more if this is their vacation, but you and Dad right here, yes, Dad does exist. People always go, oh, you're talking about your mom all the time. Who's that guy? That's, well, I'll tell you, he likes to keep the low profile.
Yeah, but he's a poet, so when you have him on, he really speaks wonders.
Well, that's insightful. So I'm sorry, this is your time here at 580 KIDO. What are you gonna? What's the listener benefit here?
I'm just here to enjoy your show and the rodeo.
Well, why do you come every year?
Why do we come? Oh, we love the Cowboys. We love the rodeo. I love to watch the Queen gets crowned. I love the Pink Night, and now we're coming to the Man Up Night on Friday. And then, obviously, the finals is the culmination of it all.
Now, you live in New Hampshire. It's a long way to go for a rodeo.
Yeah, but you're here.
Oh, you threw me in, huh?
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. It's the rodeo, the radio appearance, and then me, possibly?
No.
That explains why I have issues.
Oh, you have no issues.
I have a lot of issues. So, what else would you like to say? You obviously love the state of Idaho, and you're thankful that I still have a job here, because if I didn't, we would be, I don't know, in Nebraska, maybe, or maybe Alabama.
Oh, that'd be okay.
This is your favorite state, though, isn't
we
it?
We love Idaho. Absolutely love Idaho. We like to take little side trips, so that's always good, too.
You're going on a side trip with the newest Mrs. Miller
today. We are.
Yeah, going to McCall.
We are, going up north.
You're very excited about that.
Yes, indeed, we
are. It's a scary road. Watch out for her. That's a scary drive.
Okay, we'll be careful.
All right.
We'll be keeping our eyes peeled.
All right, well, you know, the governor's here, the first lady's here.
I know, I heard him.
You like the governor.
I do.
You're a big fan.
I am. Indeed, I am.
There you have it. So maybe you should move out here.
You never know.
You know, maybe you guys could move next door and we wouldn't have the people watering our lawn all night.
Well, they wanted your tree all night. That was pretty bad.
I know. You know, this is compelling stuff here. All right, Mom, anything else?
No. Just going to go have breakfast.
This is it?
Have a good
this
time.
This is what you've given us here for this segment?
Absolutely nothing.
We had Tom. We gave you the boot. We gave Tom Munns the boot on immigration for this?
Well, that was enough with Tom.
That was enough for Tom.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mom Miller.
You're welcome.
Dad Miller, a man of few words. We don't know if he's packing, folks. All right, 580KIDO. Dorothy Miller here with us as well, the newest Mrs. Miller. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 580KIDO, more from the Buckaroo Breakfast next. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.